At CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. Dare I say, Jess, Mersey Hospital.
Yeah, I think we do dare say Mersey Hospital because the Mersey Community Hospital is really important to our community, and we've had a small group of protesters gathering out the front of the Mersey Hospital just this weekend gone, once again fighting for the return of a 24/7 emergency department, which really would be the ideal outcome.
Steve Martin is here to tell us more. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lee, Jess.
First of all, what is the Mersey Community Hospital? What is it?
Well, we've had a huge history in our community of Mersey, building their own hospital, improving their own hospital to provide services to a catchment of around about 65,000 people. We even brought our first ambulance. So our community is a huge connection with the hospital as well as the growth of our community.
Right. I guess I want to keep this nice and frank so we know the points. What's wrong today with the Mersey?
Well, the Mersey has been chipped away at over the last 17 years with services being taken away or closed down, such as the ICU, the HDU, paediatrics and maternity, all because apparently we were not having a safe environment to provide those services. Yet the Mersey was the most accredited hospital in Tasmania at the time. So now we have a situation where it's been once again saying we can't reopen the Mersey Emergency Department from the one shift of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. to a fully operational 24/7 emergency department because it's not safe to do so. And history tells us that there's something maybe in the wind, or that there's further reductions to come along. So we're asking the questions.
Yeah. Okay, you say it's not. What, does the floor turn to lava between those hours of night time when the sun's not out? Why is it not safe?
Well, they're unable to secure medical personnel as part of their reasonings, as well as they've had to redirect resources to other health institutes such as Northwest Regional Hospital and Launceston during the COVID, which we can appreciate and we understand. But this hospital was handed back to the state government in 2017 in April with a nice sum of $730.4 million on the grounds that it will provide sustainability to our hospital and provide the services that our community needs. Now, the government has had 3 years. First hiccup, we closed the emergency department or reduced the hours, not once, but twice.
Yeah. What can be done? It's so tricky because of the government ownership, I suppose. What's the ideal outcome?
Well, we need to get our 24/7 back as quickly as possible. Minister Courtney has promised that she would do that, but unfortunately there's no timeline for that. So if you have an emergency after 6 p.m., ring an ambulance and you may have to go to Burnie or Launceston. Safety is your first concern for your own health and well-being and your families. We've got to keep applying pressure. From the outset in 2003, we said return the service to the Mersey, then let's sit down and talk about what's best for the region for the next 10, 20, 50 years. And if that's building a new hospital in Alston, well, let's start planning for it because it's not going to happen overnight.
So when we hear that touted, build a new hospital in Alveston, does that mean decommission the Mersey and the Burnie?
No, not at all. It's basically saying we need long-term planning. We've got two competing small hospitals. Neither of them are regional size in reality. If they were, we wouldn't be experiencing the bed boggage and the ambulance ramping that we are.
Yeah.
So as soon as a service is reduced at Mersey, it ripples out and it affects Burnie and the people from Smithton and King Island and the West Coast as well as Launceston.
Yeah.
So we need to plan for the future. What are going to be our needs? And our needs are going to be, I believe, a larger single hospital. With the other two hospitals, thinking outside the box, we need to look at, we've been screaming out for aged care services, mental health services. Burnie could be transferred into a specialised cancer hospital facility. They've already got some infrastructure up there.
Right, so not all is lost. If you were to build a big hub in Alveston, for example, you could redeploy staff and you could reutilise existing buildings.
Yeah.
Exactly, and you can also, I would think, attract the medical service to that new hospital.
It's got the private hospital, it's got the maternity as well. It does have those sort of specialised areas.
Yes. But For an example, you'd have an ICU, HDU, you'd have an emergency department, a fast retrieval service, including a helipad, etc., at the new hospital, that would have links all the way through this community, but it'd have the capacity to be able to deal with the regional needs.
Yeah.
Neither hospital, I believe, have got that capacity from the circumstances we've been involved over the last 17 years.
So that being said, like, I wouldn't trust the government to build a hospital. They can't even get proper running water in Hobart, and how long has that been going on for? So, you know, you hear silly stories like that. Why would you have faith in that kind of department to build a new building?
Well, firstly, they've got to start listening to the community. And we said this in 2003.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it, on all faces?
Well, they turn up and do the consultation for 2 hours, and for 90 minutes they do all the talking.
Yeah.
So that's not community consultation. 17 years we've been saying this, and just recently, I think it was last year, we had medical professor Jeff Richardson and economist Sol Eslake come out and says, oh no, that'll be worth a look. We've now got Senator Lambie coming out saying it's worth a look. Respected Sue Smith and local GP expert Emil Jakic all saying it's worth a look. We should be looking at it, because what are going to be our future needs? And at the moment, I would think the Mersey and the Northwest Regional Hospital have restricted expansion areas that they can actually tap into. So we need to have a look at the future in 50 years' time. Where's our population going to be? Where's the best part to put out a regional hospital? We're not asking for brain surgery or heart specialists. We're asking that when we're in an emergency, that we can go to our hospital and we can get to see a doctor and we can get a bed where we need to.
So where to from here? Do we just sit back, watch and wait, or do we need to call someone? What, for people that are listening who are really, you know, as passionate as you are, what do we do?
Well, I've got to keep on writing and contacting the minister. Tell stories about what's been happening. There's some dreadful stories out there. And, of course, unfortunately, they don't want to become public because of any repercussions.
Yep.
And I understand that. And we're very appreciative of COVID as well. You know, we did social distancing, et cetera, when we did our both protests at the Mersey. And we understand all the situation, but it's every time somebody scratches or coughs, you know, the Mersey is treated like a spare part hospital. So there's no sustainability there, and it's always happening at the Mersey. We just want equity.
So why is it so hard? You know, what you're putting on the table isn't new facilities somewhere central on the coast, and why is that not being looked at seriously?
I don't know. I mean, we've put it up to all the health ministers. In the history of this, we've been putting up to every minister, and Lara Giddings comes to mind. No, we're not even considerate. Michael Ferguson said everything's on the table. Yet the next time he comes along to does community consultation, no, we're not talking about it.
One question before we wrap it up. Would it save money in the long run?
Yes.
There we go. That's all we need to know.
All right, well, I'm sure this debate will continue.
We love your passion. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers.